on their money. And she's going to discuss those vehicles with us. Samke, hi. Lovely to have you back as always. So what should we be looking at? Once we get to a certain stage, okay, we've done our basic investment that's worked well for us. We've made a bit of money. We now want to move on to something more complicated, perhaps more sophisticated. What are the vehicles we should be looking at?
Thanks, Joanne. So there's a vehicle called the Section 12J investment vehicle. And I heard an ad on it here on 702 earlier. And a number of people don't actually know what this investment is, even though it was introduced by National Treasury in about July 2009. Okay. And basically what's so exciting about this vehicle is that it gives ordinary South Africans the opportunity to get venture capital or private equity linked returns. So if you know anything about investments, you'll know that the wealthy tend to go into private equity, which is basically investing in startups or small to medium businesses. And now ordinary South Africans can do that. How? Because with the establishment of Section 12J, it basically said that we will incentivize individual investors and entities as well to invest into what is called venture capital companies or VCCs. These VCCs will be registered with the FSB. They'll have a Category 2 license and will be made up of experts, people that know how to do a due diligence on a small business, who are able to look at the cash flows, look at the underlying asset and say, okay, we believe that this is a good investment and it must meet certain qualifying criteria set by the FSB. Now, as an individual investor, you actually get a tax rebate, right? For the full taxable income portion of that investment you're making into that investment. So immediately, if you're sitting at, let's say, the 45% income tax bracket, immediately from every 100 rand you invest, 45 rand is back in your pocket, meaning that only net 55 rand is an outflow, but you're getting the returns on that 100 rand invested. So it's very exciting.
Yeah.
And up until very recently, it had very big minimum investment amounts. So
I was going to ask you about that. What is the minimum on that?
So there's different VCCs now, and they've grown exponentially over the past 2 years. And before, you know, you'd be looking at minimum investment amounts of about 1 million rand because of the amount of paperwork and processes surrounding it.
Right.
But that's gone down to about 500,000. Some of these VCCs you can invest 100,000. And I've also been it's been brought to my attention there's a new VCC, a partnership between SV Capital and another company, where from as little as 10,000 rand you can then invest in the VCC and have these returns that are sitting at double digits, like 20-something%.
That's kind of amazing. So we're talking about lump sums that you have to invest here. It's not a monthly contribution that you're making, or is that optional?
It's not a monthly contribution, because if you think about it, you're buying shares into a company.
Oh,
which
right.
is the VCC.
Yes.
That VCC then has shareholding in small businesses that they've identified as having the potential for high growth and job creation. So whether it's businesses in farming, whether it's businesses in trade, they will do the assessment and then you buy a share into the vehicle that has bought the asset and done the assessment. Now, here's the caveat. You need to hold this investment, this shareholding, for a minimum of 5 years to qualify for that tax rebate. Otherwise, if you do sell out those shares before that 5 year period is up, you will owe SARS the amount that they'd given you as a rebate at the initial investment time.
All right. Now tell me, how do you access this? Do you need a financial planner to help you access it? Is it something you can do yourself?
Now, you can do it yourself, but we do advise that you go via an established and registered financial advisor. Because why? One, your liquidity, your money will be tied up for 5 years. So you want to make sure that in terms of your full investment portfolio, there are other assets that are giving you short-term liquidity should you need assets that you can access in the short term. However, most of these VCC investments actually give you dividends, sometimes twice a year, sometimes annually. So you want to take that into account. Number two, you want to look at the risk profile of the investment you're making vis-a-vis the rest of the investments in your portfolio. So I wouldn't suggest that anyone has investments in VCCs as the only investments in their portfolio, because they're high risk. We need to keep that in mind.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because the other question is, of course, how much information can you access about the type of companies that are being invested in?
Oh, and that is something you actually should definitely be doing as one of your primary investment decisions. Not only looking at the credibility of the VCC, which is the venture capital company you're investing in, but also in terms of the methodologies they're using to assess those small businesses they buy into. Mm. So you want to look at the management credibility track record. What have they studied? Where have they worked? What has their success been? What is the historic IRR, which is the internal rate of return of these investments? And also, are they compliant? You know, what's their corporate governance structures like? The auditors, independent auditors, they're registered for tax. They've got that FSB license. So there are a number of considerations to make before you actually invest into the VCC itself, and also in terms of what assets the investment philosophy is for that VCC you're buying into.
Samke, such a useful conversation. I mean, as people move up, I think there's so much more to consider in terms of opportunities for investing. Thank you for breaking that down so simply for us, as you always do. Samke Mhlongo, private banker turned wealth coach at TNC Wealth Partners. Joanne Joseph.